Parsava is one of the more challenging parshios as far as going to Bidikuna. We had a bunch of shiurim last year trying to really break them down and explain them. I want to focus on one interesting thing about Bidikuna, in particular how it relates to something about Purim. We know that we are told that Bidikuna are there, L'chavar v'l'sifares, they're there and they're very fancy and they are very beautiful. And the Gemara Darshans in Masechet Megillah, Daf Yud Beis and Aleph, that Achashverosh, when he's making his party for all of the people, his mishteh, so Achashverosh goes, and the Gemara teaches Melamed that Achashverosh was loveish bigdei kahuna, that Achashverosh wore bigdei kahuna. Rashi points out that he wore actually bigdei kohen gadol. That's what we found in the Medrash also, that he wore bigdei kohen gadol, which makes a lot of sense, because the regular bigdei kahuna are usually just white, they're bigdei lavan, and it's the bigdei kohen gadol that are much fancier. That's where we have all the precious stones, etc. And so he's wearing the big day kohen gadol, and that's what Achashverosh is doing there in his su'udah. That's what he's doing there in his mishta. What exactly is the reason why he's doing this? L'chora, especially Achashverosh does have a lot of fancy clothing. So why dafka go for the big day kohen gadol? What exactly is he trying to do? So we'll share three mahalchim. The first mahalch is in Sefer Iyun Yaakov. The Iyun Yaakov is one of the classic perushim, classic sfarim that talks about that with perushim anagadata. And the Iyun Yaakov there points out the following. Well, there is a machlokas in the Gemara if Achashverosh was a melech chacham or melech tipesh. If Achashverosh is a melech tipesh, if Achashverosh is not the most intelligent of kings, so it's hard to question why he's doing certain things. He's a tipesh. It's hard to know for sure why he's doing it. If he's a melech chacham, so part of what he's trying to convey is that he is the one who is most worthy to be the melech. And when you wear not just fancy clothing, but miyuchadik clothing, clothing that no one else can have, there's only one... Bidei Kohen Gadol, so when he's going to be wearing that, it's a way of his trying to clarify he is worthy and he is deserving of this position. That makes a lot of sense if you go through the Megillah and you're aware of the fact that Achashverosh, the way some Mefarshim explain, seems to be a fairly paranoid person, someone who is concerned a lot about his own power, concerned about how he's going to be perceived. So it makes a lot of sense that Achashverosh is going to be someone that feels the need to show externally what exactly he's doing and to put on Big Day and to put on Big Day Kahuna. The Kli Yakar in this week's parsha offers a different pshat. It is a thought-provoking one. The Kli Yakar points out that there's a sugya in Maseches Erchin. The Gemara in Erchin, I believe it's a Gemara in Maseches Zvachim as well, tells us that just as karbanos can offer kapara, so too Big Day Kahuna offer kapara. That a person desires a certain kind of atonement. So karbanos offer kapara for certain averas, and the Gemara goes through how each of the Big Day Kahuna also offer kapara, each one, for a different kind of an avera, a certain kind of flaw that a person could have. Suggests the Kli Yakar, once we know that Bidei Kahuna caused kapara, maybe that was what Achashverosh was really trying to do. Maybe what Achashverosh was really trying to do was to try to, he had done some bad things in the past, he was a person who was not always a tzaddik at all, and therefore Achashverosh wanted to achieve a certain form of kapara, which he understood Bidei Kahuna could offer. Especially if you realize that in the time of Achashverosh, there was no possibility of offering karbanos. The mikdash was destroyed. So all you have is the Bidei Kahuna. So if you want kapara, that's the place, that's where you're really going to go. The third mahalach is a very, very fascinating one. I don't know if it's well known. Rav Yehuda Zoldan, who's a Talmid Chacham here in Eretz Yisrael, in the Dilemi community, has a long mahalach about this. He suggests, it's based on a Maharal or two, where he develops the following idea. And it explains a lot of things, and it's very, very interesting. Zoldan suggests the following. If you look at what Achashverosh was trying to do, it is possible what he was trying to establish was a new center. There's Yerushalayim Habira, and now we have Shushan Habira. Now what we have with Shushan is Achashverosh's attempt at establishing a new center. There's Korban Habayis, and now the new world of Mikdash is going to be in Shushan. That's why at the party, he's going to wear Bidei Kahuna. L'chora, I saw someone else point this out, if you're trying to mevaza the Bidei Kahuna, you wouldn't have the king himself wear it. You'd have someone else wear it, a low person wear it. The fact that Achashverosh is wearing it, this is a serious thing. He's trying to function in a certain sense like the Kohen Gadol. What are they going to be drinking out of? What are the kelim that they're using there at that party? Kelim mekelim shonim. Asher haglam Yerushalayim, these are kelim that are coming from the Beis HaMikdash. You're trying to reestablish it. Not only that, this will, again, because in Shir, we spoke about this a little bit, who does Achashverosh look for with a wife? Besulos. He needs to marry someone who's a besula. Why does he have to marry someone who's a besula? Because the din is that a Kohen Gadol is only allowed to marry a a besula. Not only that, let's keep on going a little bit. Esther in Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Beis again, Ufagia Tor Esther. Esther goes in. So if you look at the Pasuk, what is the time period of this waiting? What is the time period of this waiting? Ufagia Tor Esther, Nara Lavo, Nara Venara Lavo on Melech, Achashverosh, Mikete Yoslagas and Hashem, Shnei Masar Chodesh. When would you go in? Shnei Masar Chodesh, once a year. When are you going into Beis HaMelech? Once a year. That's like the Kosh HaKadosh, and the Kohen Gadol is only going to go in. The Gra even writes al derech remez, that this is really the whole pasuk's remez to our neshama, to our neshama. And it's a reference in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, a person does tshuva. Not only that, he suggests, that's the Hishtach Havaya, which takes place, Lagabe Haman, was an attempt at bringing in an element of Hishtach Havaya, dafka there also. Which means that Achashverosh, this was not just a plan of Big Day Kahuna, because he wants to show off how great he is, or achieve some sort of personal kapara. This is a larger agenda of Achashverosh. The agenda was establishing a new center. So what's the end of the story? We'll just point out. The end of the story, there are two things to note. Number one, the tragic end, as the Gemara tells us, we don't say Halil on Purim because Akasi Abdi Achashverosh Anan. In a certain sense, while Achashverosh was not successful in establishing that new Bira, that new makom that mini, that Yerushalayim over there, he still, we did not achieve a full sense, we did not achieve a full sense of Geula. But, halacha lemaisa, we do our best to dafka go against this. How do we establish the sugya in the first parak of Maseches Megillah and the Talmud Yerushalmi also? The din is that we have Purim on Yudalit and we have Shushan Purim on Tesvav. When it's Purim on Yudal, Shushan Purim Tesvav, it goes by walled cities. But we paskin, it doesn't go based on the walled cities of Shushan. When you want to establish what celebrates Shushan Purim, you don't look at Shushan. Why aren't you going to look at Shushan? What do we look at? The Krach, which is Mukaf Chom, from Yemos Yoshua ben Nun, from the time of Yoshua ben Nun. Why are we dafka not following Shushan, and instead we have to go based on Yoshua ben Nun? Because that's part of the yisod of the entire story. The yisod of the story was Achashverosh's attempt at establishing Shushan Habira as the main location. That's again the Kelim Mikelim Shonim. That's the Big Day Kahuna. That's the Shnei Masar Chodesh. That's the Besula. That's all that's going on there. But what we do when we establish the halachos is to dafka go against that. And what we want to try to attempt in the best way that we possibly can is Shushan is not the center, but rather Yerushalayim is the ultimate place. Certainly, those of us that are aware of much of the history, This is the phenomenon which is most pronounced when it comes to Achashverosh, but there's always that kind of a phenomenon. Berlin is Jerusalem. The notion that real Yerushalayim always has to be Yerushalayim itself and not looking for other places. We saw that Achashverosh, the Gemara teaches us, where is Bidei Kahuna? We asked the question, why is he wearing Bidei Kahuna? Mahalach number one, he's wearing Bidei Kahuna, either because he's a tipesh, who knows, slash he is, maybe if he's a chacham, he's trying to show that he's really worthy of being the king. Kliyakar's Mahalach, it's because Bidei Kahuna are mechaper, and he wanted that kind of kapara. And the third mahalach, a very beautiful, interesting, fascinating read of the Megillah, is he was trying to establish a new Yerushalayim Habira, a Shushan, with Big Day Kahuna, the Chulei, Shkai, guys, have a wonderful, wonderful night.